Welcome to the Nanny State Nation, where the government minds your own business.
Saggy pants, fireplaces, plastic bags, light bulbs, poker, it's all been banned somewhere. Same with keeping swine or fowl at home, feeding pigeons, owning pit bulls, and chomping on foie gras or trans fats. A naughty little substance that makes foods like this taste better. Say you don't want to stop serving trans fats in your restaurant, they'll fine you. If you don't want to pay the fine because you think it's unfair and you still serve trans fats, they'll send the police with their guns to arrest you. Every little thing the government does is backed up by guns and force. In Dallas, these veterans of foreign wars regulars got raided by the cops for playing low-stakes poker.
What in the world is going on?
It's enough to make you hide in your den and play poker online. Too bad that's banned, too. Sometimes things get unbanned. Chicago recently repealed its foie gras ban, but usually the bandwagon keeps rolling along. Nothing's too important to be banned. Selling kidneys is against the law, even though undoing the ban might save thousands of lives. Nothing's too silly to be banned. Guess what can happen if you sell bacon-wrapped hot dogs in L.A. without expensive government-approved equipment?
It's $1,000 or 6 months in jail.
This woman was thrown in the slammer for 45 days for that heinous crime. It's amazing how long some bans have been around. Gay sex was illegal in 13 states up until 2003. Trading with Cuba, that ban's been around for nearly 50 years. And even if they're uttered in the middle of the night, some words are still network no-nos. Smoking's been banned in all sorts of places. Indoors, outdoors, near doors, at beaches, casinos, even private homes.
Last I checked, I'm pretty sure I live in America.
America's smoking ban craze started out in good old California. So many bans start there.
When you talk about nanny state, that's what California is.
But is New York City the new California? Let's see. Smoking ban? Check. Trans fat ban? Check. Bans on aluminum bats? Check. Ban on straddling a bike, wearing inline skates, or drinking coffee on a subway? Check, check, and check.
New York passed a symbolic ban on the N-word, and many council members threw their support behind a ban on the words ho and bitch. Problem is, a female dog is still known as a, you know.
You can say bitch here, and you don't have to say biatch.
So would New York's upper crusty Westminster dog show be muzzled?
And I thought they were getting all ghetto on me, but they're talking about female dogs.
Politicians just don't know when to say when. Outdoor grilling is banned in some places. Would you believe some cities have tried to ban fast food restaurants from opening?
When did so many of us turn into ban-happy busybodies? Imagine if we outlawed everything that offends someone. Would you want to live in that country? Across the pond, I think they found a better way.
A Scottish pub owner banned this guy, Alistair Darling, from his watering hole, and he did it without using the force of law. Now, pubs across Great Britain have signed on to ban Alistair Darling. A Facebook group devoted to the ban has more than 3,000 members. No laws passed. Anyone can follow the ban or not. Beautiful.
Oh, and don't feel too sorry for Mr. Darling. He's the politician who just raised Britain's beer tax. For Reason.TV, I'm Drew Carey.